Okay, Acts chapter number 2, beginning at verse number 1. Verse number 1 through verse number 8. Acts chapter number 2 is the beginning of the conception of the church, the birth of the church. Mm-hmm. And in Acts chapter number 2, where we open here tonight, we see where the day of Pentecost has come. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people come together, and now they all want a core. Well, that may not seem like much to you, but you have to take in consideration that Jesus is now dead, he's resurrected, and he's about to be, or he is now, ascended to heaven. And so from the time of your Easter to Pentecost, remember, all of the disciples was fussing and fighting among one another, and even before Jesus died, as to who is the greatest. And so now, because Jesus is gone, who is the greatest is irrelevant. That's gone. And so now they all come together, and they come together, and they begin to pray. One of the happy things or delighted things about someone dying is that it quite often brings the family together. See, when you lose someone, you don't have time to worry about what you remember about this person or that person. That becomes irrelevant. And so when death set in on a family, the family begin to come together. They on one accord and they begin to pray. And when people come together on one accord and we begin to pray, the power of the Holy Spirit is present like never before. And so here they find themselves, and the Bible declares in verse number 1, be patient with me tonight, because this is very important tonight, because it was so important to me that it really scared me, because what I thought I knew, I discovered I really did not know. And this is what I thought I know. You heard people say on the day of Pentecost, they were just speaking in tongues, unknown tongues. And the reason that I read that to you tonight is because that's not what your Bible says. The Bible says nothing about an unknown tongue. The truth of the matter is, not to get ahead of myself, but the word tongue in the Greek means language. So it's kind of an oxymoron to say they were speaking in unknown tongues. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's go through it line upon line, and then we'll see how we could possibly believe, or we've been led to believe, that everybody was just speaking in all these different languages as if they were speaking in an unknown tongue.
Right.
Okay? It's not an unknown tongue.
Right.
See, from this we say, okay, the Holy Spirit said, and so what they're doing is speaking in tongues. That's not it. That's not it. Because that's what I expected to see, because that's what I've been told, and that's what I've read. But when you spend time studying, yes, God will reveal something that is totally different than what you've been told.
Right.
Now watch this tonight. Verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost. Now the word Pentecost means 50.
Uh-huh.
Okay? 50. Okay? So the word Pentecost means 50, and so Acts chapter 2 is 50 days after your Easter.
All right, now.
Okay? You with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I won't get into the calendar thing as to whether or not the calendar that we use today is the same calendar that they used then.
All right,
because the truth of the matter is that Christmas is not really in December because of sheep and everything that was out and what was going on. That is more of a description of late October. But we're not here to talk about that.
Okay?
We're not here to talk about that. And how many wise men, they always tell us, it was 3 wise men, and the Bible just says wise men. I told you, we can add some stuff to the Bible, make it sound real good, but we're not telling the truth. And so I want to be truthful on these Wednesday nights as we begin to slow it down and do it line upon line.
Amen.
So we want to align some things up tonight, okay? And so if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to turn a little bit tonight. So if you don't mind turning to the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 16, verse number 16. If someone found it, please read it for me. Deuteronomy 16:16.
Three times in a year.
Okay.
Shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God?
Shall all who?
The males.
Appear before the Lord. Now, I didn't write that. Okay? So I'm not talking about equality or sexism or any of that. I'm just asking you to read your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Okay, so it says three times a year, the men. In other words, if the men don't get off their butts and take the position that's head, how can anybody else follow a man who's not in place to hear from God? And so if the man is not in place, then the family is going to be out of place. And that's what we're experiencing today, where the family is messed up because the men is messed up. And the men is messed up because we're not listening to God. We're trying to conform ourselves to the world. So three times a year, the Bible says now the men come together. Keep reading.
The men. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose.
Now, wait, don't you choose the church that you want to go to. That's not what it says.
My God.
Don't you choose where you want it to be. It says, God says the men come and I'll tell you where to meet me. But if you're not praying, you can't hear from God. So you'll end up going to F&W and club this and club that because you think that's what God said. You got to spend some time in the presence of God in order to hear God. You with me? So three times a year, the men come together, then God tells them where to go. Keep reading.
In the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Feast of Unleavened Bread.
And in the Feast of Weeks.
Feast of Weeks.
And in the Feast of Tabernacles.
And the Feast of Tabernacles. Three times a year. Those three times a year. God says he wants all the men to come together. So now this day of Pentecost. This is the Feast of the Harvest. Okay? So they're not just coming together just to be coming together. Nor did Jesus die on your Easter just because that's when he stopped breathing. What I'm saying to you is that every single thing that happened in the life of Jesus was already foretold.
Yes,
what I'm saying to you is every single thing that happened in your life, God already knew it, and he made provision for you to get out of it.
Yes.
So don't worry about what you're going through.
Yes.
Just worry about whose hand that you're in.
Yes.
Okay, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to this now. And when the day of Pentecost, go back to Acts chapter number 2. When the day of Pentecost, now this is 50 days, right? So you have Easter, it's when Jesus was crucified, dead and buried, and he rose on the third day, and that's your Easter. So 40 days after your Easter, Jesus then ascended into the heavens. I said 40 days. They tarried for 10 more days. 10 more days is 50 days. So in 40 days, Jesus went up. 10 days from there, the Holy Ghost came down. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now we can talk about Pentecost. Okay? Because now we understand that Pentecost means 50 or 50 days after your Easter. And so now we know why they together. Okay? Because when the day of Pentecost was fully come, a total of 50 days, that it means fully come. So count to 50. They were all with one accord in one place. Remember we talked about these disciples that was fussing and fighting about who's the greatest. Now that's irrelevant because Jesus has ascended. So they stop fussing with one another and begin to pray together. I wonder what would happen in the church if we stopped fussing over this and fussing over that and fussing fussing and murmuring and complaining over this. I wonder what would happen in the church if we all came together to be in one place and on one accord. I wonder how many people would be healed. I wonder how many blessings. I wonder how many breakthroughs if we can set our agenda aside, come together, and be on one accord. Verse number 2. Now they're all in place. And verse number 2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Now the sound from heaven, now you got to get this, is that when Jesus died and he rose to heaven, the 12 or 11 disciples plus Matthew, who came aboard, those 12 disciples was elevated to apostles. Now, to be an apostle means that I laid eyes on Christ, and I'm going from nation or from the neighborhood to nation to establish churches. That's what it means to be an apostle. Okay, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now here they are, apostles, and so other people, because you remember John had other disciples. So it wasn't just 12 disciples. By this time, it was more disciples. So the disciples and the apostles are together on one accord. Now, because they are together and they are praying, suddenly a sound from heaven came to get the attention of everybody else that was there. Well, who is the everybody else? Now remember, 3 times a year, all of the men came together wherever God told them to meet. So it was like a pilgrim or a pilgrimage. That is, once a year, everybody comes together and they come together seeking God. And so here's the time of the year when they're all together seeking God. The problem is, not to get ahead of myself, but I want to show you something in the Bible. Because what it says in the Bible, look at verse number 4. You see verse number 4? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, right? You see that? So it's not like everybody was speaking the same language. You get it? Look at verse number 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. So if there's Jerusalem Jews, there must be some other Jews.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You get this?
Yes, sir.
So you're from St. Louis.
Show me St. Louis.
So in St. Louis, they may say something different than what Alabama says. And Alabama says something different than what New Jersey says. New Jersey says something different than what Mississippi says. They're using the same word, but it has different meanings. So this one is speaking her language and her language and her language. So they're all speaking their language, but the problem is everybody don't know everybody else. When you come to church, I don't know your problem, but God knows your problem. So he can speak through a vessel and speak St. Louis language and her problem, speak Alabama language and her problem, New Jersey language and her problem, and go all the way to Mississippi. Are you with me?
Thank you, G.
Watch this. So the sound comes because the disciples and the apostles are praying. The sound from heaven is to get everybody's attention. It's like a call, like an alarm. So I got everybody's attention, God is saying now. So suddenly, the sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it fell or filled all the house where they were sitting. So in other words, at Pentecost and at the other two feasts, every feast that they came for every year, one thing happened. Watch this. They came to the feast in expectation. Do you know why we in America don't see blessings the way that they see them in Africa on your TV. It's because they don't expect them to see God. You come because that's where you're supposed to go. Because God is coming to you on Sunday morning. So you came, but you didn't expect God to do anything. You came and you doubted if God could send you out different from the way that you came in. They came with expectation. Verse number 3. And there appeared unto them what?
Clothing.
Now the word clothing means divided. Okay? It's cloven tongue. So it's one language, but the language is divided among men. So he speaks Mississippi language. They got bad grammar in Mississippi. In New Jersey, they're not much better because they can't say Jersey, they say Jersey. And here in Alabama, we don't know what we be saying. And over here in Missouri, we stop talking and just say show me. We're all a part of the human race, but we speak different languages. One speak Creole, one speak Russian, one speak English, one speak this. Remember, Pentecost, all of them coming together. It's a pilgrimage. And so you got all these different Jews coming together to worship God. But everybody's not speaking Aramaic. Everybody's not speaking Hebrew. Everybody's not speaking Greek. Everybody's not speaking Indian.
Amen.
So everybody's speaking these different languages. Watch what the Holy Ghost does. Verse number 3.
Listen, Lord.
And there appeared unto them cloven, divided tongue. Mm-hmm. Now again, I say to you that the word tongue means language.
Mm-hmm.
So what we were taught was they were speaking in Holy Ghost tongue, which means that you couldn't understand what they were saying. That's an oxymoron, because how can you speak unknown and tongue? How can I love, hate you? I can't do that. It's an oxymoron. It fights against itself. So if he says that they're speaking in unknown, they can't then speak in tongue.
Come on, God.
He says others tongue. Now we know the others is all of those that came from around and around to worship God, because all the males were supposed to come and worship where God told them to go worship. And so now they're together, and now that they're together, and I'm telling you, this thing messed me up, because I just thought they were speaking in unknown tongue and the Holy Ghost fell down and they began to speak in tongue, and that ain't none of this. None of that.
Everybody
say. Line upon line. Precept upon precept.
Yes, sir.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongue, like as a fire. Now, whenever you see fire in the Bible, it generally represents the purifying presence.
Yes, sir.
Of God.
Yes, sir.
Not just the presence of God as in God showed up. But when God shows up, anything that is not like Him is burned up. You with me? You ever been sitting in the church, and I know you have, and the Holy Spirit descend in this place, and someone who doesn't know or doesn't have the Holy Spirit doesn't know what to do with the atmosphere, and they say, look, and say, do I run? Do I say, what do I do? See, if there's no spirit in you, you got to look and do what somebody else did. But when God is in you, I don't have to know what you're going to do, because I got my own praise. You can praise Him how you like, but that doesn't hinder my praise. Are we getting somewhere tonight? Now, it says, now, like as of a fire. So what we know is that now on the day of Pentecost, remember, at day number 40, Jesus ascended. Day number 50, Pentecost, the Holy Ghost descended. So the fire is the presence of God. So that's the Holy Ghost coming down. Remember, Jesus says, I won't leave you comfortless. He says, when I sin, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back down. So here's the Holy Spirit now coming back down. So now the Holy Spirit comes in the church, in the temple, and it sets upon it. Now I'm going to confuse you with something. happen here. Now you watch this. Because remember, the apostles and the disciples was praying.
Yeah.
But your Bible says the Holy Spirit set upon who?
Them.
You don't need me to get in the presence of your God. Isn't that something? Now, the apostle. Hey, let me come close to you. The preacher's praying. And God says, I want to bless my people. And the preacher was left there praying. And the people were just getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And filled. And the preacher still sitting there, don't even know what's going on. See, when Jesus ascended, that curtain was ripped. And now you don't need somebody to go before you. You go to God for yourself. Close the church if you want to. Tell me I can't pray in the school. God still will get to me. You can't stop what God has blessed. Listen. It says, and it set upon each of them. Each of the people, the men that came. Now, you remember one place in the Bible where, in the book of Corinthians, Paul says to the women that don't talk. Women, you need to be silent in the church. Don't you speak. And so some crazy preacher told you that means that women can't talk in the church. That's what they told you. That's not what he's saying. Now, the man has gone to this festival. He's in the presence of God. He heard what God said. He's going back to tell his house and set his house in order. So whatever the wife is thinking, it's the same thing that the husband is thinking, because they don't want to call, and the man can speak for his wife. When the man shut up, then Eve gets out of place and she starts talking to the devil.
My God.
You with me?
Yes.
You with me? All right, watch this. Verse number 4. And they were all, everybody, not just the preacher. And let me cancel something out for you. You know, it's touch that God anointed and do that prophet no harm. That's not exclusive for this.
That's right.
You anointed.
Yes, sir.
Do you share the love of God?
Yeah.
Then you a prophet or a prophetess of God.
My God.
There's nothing greater about a preacher. He just have a different calling in life. What power will I have as a preacher if I preach the gospel and none of y'all came to church? We all need one another.
Yeah.
We are part of the body of Christ. Until we understand that the finger is just as important as the toe, it's just as important as the ear and the eye. Until we understand that we're all just a part of the body, we'll never get it. We'll forever be divided. We'll never come together. We'll never be in one place on one accord. We'll never see the miracles that they saw back in the day, because we don't come to church on one accord. We come and we're rolling our eyes at somebody. We're concerned about what you wear. We're concerned about what you smell like. I like it when I come to church and you smell like dope. Then I know I need to minister right there. I like it when you come to church and smell like alcohol. I need to talk right there. It's you that sprayed cologne and perfume. You're the one that confuses me. Be what you are. That was extra. All right. Verse number 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And begin to speak with what?
Other tongues.
Other tongues. So now watch this. Because now Mississippi understood Missouri.
Yes.
And New Jersey understood Mississippi. And Alabama understood them all. They were all, don't ask me how it happened. Because then I'm going to have to explain to you how you come to church and I say one thing and you get something else. And you get, don't ask me how it happened. I don't know that. That's none of my business how it happens. All I know, if you speak and preach, just says the word of the Lord. Everything that you need, God will give it to you. That's all I need to know. God, set me down. I'm a willing vessel. Humble me so I can speak your word. Remove me so your people can be fed. That's all I need to know. You with me thus far? So it says this in verse number 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. How? What's the power? As the Spirit. The Spirit gave them utterance.
Spirit.
No, you can't teach this. You can go to Bible school, Bible college, all you want. You can't teach this. You can fake a lot of things. You can't fake being anointed. No, you can't fake that. And the truth of the matter is, to show you can't fake being anointed, every now and then God will let the devil test your anointing. You've been talking about how good God is. God stepped back and allowed sickness to come in your life. Is he still good to you? You've been paying the bills, had an overflow. Now all of a sudden, the bills are a little tough. Is God still good? Will you still give him a praise on your dark days as you do on your good days? As the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. You see that? Now, look at verse number 5.
All right, man.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. Now, there are some Jerusalem Jews, but there were some Mississippi Jews that was in there too. And there were some New Jersey Jews, some Alabama Jews. And then there was some South Carolina Jews in there. South Carolina Jews was in there. And then there was also some, don't forget, Missouri Jews. They got to be in there too. Now, they were devout men. They were dedicated. These were real praying men.
Okay? Ain't nothing like a praying man.
A real praying man. You got that? That's what the Bible says. Out of every nation under heaven.
Every nation.
One from that state. Mm-hmm. One from that state. One from that state. One from that state. Mm-hmm. They all, it's a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
They all came from different nations.
Yeah.
Now, nations doesn't necessarily mean a language. It can mean a territory, because how folk act in Mississippi is totally different than how folk gonna act in New Jersey. See, because the folk in Alabama are gonna act different from the way the folk act in St. Louis.
Right.
So everybody, every nation is gonna be different. So I was thinking of something today, and I was thinking of how do you say this to people in the church? It's going to be a little rough, but let me show you something, okay? If I say to you, Deacon Ray, screw you, that means one thing. If I turn it around and say you screwed, that means something else. It's basically the same, but there's a difference. So you understand it based off where you're from, but you understand something different based off where you're from. See, so you can be in one place speaking a similar language, but not really communicating with one another. And so it requires the Holy Spirit to give you utterance and understanding so that you know what somebody else is saying. Let me come closer to you again. Thus said the Lord, O God on high. You don't understand that. Thou shalt not commit adultery, and if you lie, then you don't understand that. If you come out the window and you don't own a house, that's what I'm saying to you. You get that, right? You get that. So let's learn to speak each other's language. We're going to stand up here and use some big Greek words, and you get none of no benefit. I want you to walk out of here understanding. understanding exactly what the Holy Spirit meant. Because I'm from Alabama and I don't have a large vocabulary. Thank God for that. So I can speak on an 8th grade level and we all can understand one another.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And all that getting. We need to understand.
My God.
Verse number 5. Here we go.
Jesus.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. So obviously the meeting place was Jerusalem. Devout men out of every nation under heaven. Verse number 6. Now when this was noised about. It's a 2013 way of saying when everybody heard your business. That's what the noise about. I never heard that. When folk heard your business, that's what it's saying. You get it?
Yes, sir.
When people heard the business, heard what was going on, the multitude came together. All the people came together. Okay? Because BJ was sitting over there from Mississippi and Pat was sitting over there from New Jersey. But when everything went going on, everybody came together. When they all came together and were what? They were confounded. BJ, how do you understand what New Jersey is saying? You've never been in New Jersey. And New Jersey, how do you understand Missouri? You've never been there in Missouri. How do you understand Alabama? See, remember they're in the presence of God. And so when you're in the presence of God, your little inabilities get washed away. God is not concerned about what you can't understand, the language you can't speak, or the number in your checkbook. He's not concerned about none of that. In His presence, there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, there is pleasure forevermore. What you want God to do? Walk into His presence, and He'll do the things for you. You get it?
Hallelujah.
They came together and were confounded. They were confused. Because that every man heard them. Listen to this. Every man heard them speak in his own language. Mm-hmm. Even though he was speaking Mississippi, St. Louis understood it. In her language. Now that's an awesome God.
Amen.
I heard what you said, and I also know how to interpret it back. To what it means to the folks on the streets over here. See, that's what we have to do with the gospel through the power of God. Is to come to church being one accord. And when you're on one accord, preach and teach it so folks can understand.
Yeah.
You know what amazes me sometimes is when elderly people come to church and talk about how long they've been in church and they never understood it. That's sad. That you reaching one. What? And then you got some crazy preacher, doc, preacher. Listen, meet people where they are. You get that? Meet them where they are. See, they heard their language. Verse number 7. And they were all amazed and marvelous. And man, how did God do that thing? Saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galatian? How they Galatian folk? Greek folk. How they speaking Greek? Aramaic. How are you doing that? How Mississippi speaking this other? Man, that's just amazing to me. You want to see God move in 2013? Come to church. Watch somebody who came expecting and mess around and let God set you up where you're going through some real pain where nobody else can help you but God. Oh, watch God show up. Watch the Spirit of God set in this place. Watch the power of God in this place. When you begin to go through something, then you need to understand God is speaking your language. Because He says, Paul says, I need to know Him through the fellowship of His suffering. If you want to get to know somebody, suffer with them. Go through something with them. You don't know me on the good days. If you want to really get to know me, let's go through some trying times together.
Amen. All right now.
Listen to this. Behold, are not all these which speak Galatian, verse number 8, and how hear we every man in our, you see that? Our, in our own language, wherein we were born.
Our native language.
You see that? So in other words, he says, it doesn't matter where you're from. When you come to church and you're in the presence of the Lord, you should be able to walk away with something.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody's really preaching God and preaching not for show, you ought to be able to walk away with something. You ought to be able to understand something.
Yes.
And so now it's 50 days later, and this Pentecost where the Holy Spirit set upon them, and when the Holy Spirit sets upon them, all the noise that is going around, everything that is going on, but they still hear God in the process. I want to close with one thing. Turn to 1 Kings chapter number 19. 1 Kings chapter number 19. Beginning at verse number 10. Everything is going on. It's noisy. And it was confusion, but now everybody's on one accord. But everybody's praising God. You get that?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's praising God. 1 Kings chapter number 19, beginning at verse number 10. You got to get this in closing. Somebody there?
And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts.
Give me a King James. Give me a King James.
And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword.
I've been jealous because I've been serving God, but y'all haven't. Oh, just me. I am the only holy one. Keep reading. Now, wait. This is a prophet that is talking to God. Keep reading.
I'll start again. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Uh-huh.
So I'm the only righteous, holy man, the preacher said. And the preacher said, y'all are jealous and envy of him, so y'all want to kill him because he's holy.
My God.
So y'all jealous of his holiness.
My God.
And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by.
Now, so God says to the prophet, says, go and stand before the mountain. Now, remember what I'm talking about in closing is all the noise that's going on in Acts. Okay? I want you to get this. Keep reading.
And behold, the Lord passed by.
So he's standing in front of the mountain. And God passes by him. Keep reading.
And a great and strong wind rent the mountain and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind.
Stop. So he's standing in front of the mountain. He's standing in front of the mountain. Because all this noise is going on. Y'all crazy. Y'all come to church and if y'all sit down and shut up, I can hear God. Just sit down next to me. Why is she? Come on, amen. Just hush so I can hear. Let me show you something, right? And so God says to the prophet, he says, now, I want you to stand right in front of the mountain. So he stands in front of the mountain, and God moves. And when God moves, what is it, fire or the wind? God moves in the wind. When God moves in the wind, now they felt the wind, and the wind shut the rock. But they said, He wasn't there. He's not, keep reading.
But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake.
Now, certainly, he's in an earthquake. So the earthquake, now he stood in front of the mountain, and the wind blew, the rocks were shaking, and they said, that must be the presence of God right there in heaven. But God says, I went there. So now he says, I'm where? In an earthquake. Keep reading.
But the Lord was not in the
earthquake. He wasn't in the earthquake. Okay, so he wasn't in the wind. He's not in the earthquake. So, no, come on, one more time.
And after the earthquake, a fire.
Oh, fire. Remember the presence of the Lord. Uh-huh. Okay, the presence of the Lord. Now the fire. Come on.
But the Lord was not in the fire.
He wasn't there either. He wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the earthquake. He's not even in the fire. See, God doesn't have an M.O. Say, if you pray like this and pray for 15 minutes, you'll show up like this. Sometimes God will sneak up on you and say, the blessing right here. You may be looking for God to do one thing. You'll slide right on behind you. Keep reading.
And after the fire, a still
small.
Oh, wait a minute. So after the fire, after the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, and then here comes God with a still voice. In the midst of your storm, he says,
Be still.
But I thought you were going to scream it out to me. He says, no, in a still, quiet voice. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You better believe you will always hear the word of the Lord. Well, I want to be here so I can hear. I don't want to miss it. You can't miss it, because when everything is going on, when God got a word to you, he comes to your ear and he tells you what you need to know. You can't miss your blessing, baby. What God has for you is for you. Have you been blessed tonight?
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.